The research unit of the University of Cape Coast is to venture into glass production to initially feed the needs of second cycle schools in the country. A grant of about 1.4 million CDs has been given to the unit to produce test tubes and beakers to address problems associated with imported ones. The research unit is among 170 organizations benefiting from a 41.3 million CD grant from the Skills Development Fund. Deutsche Welle to witness the fourth disbursement of the fund in Accra.
The World Bank and Danida have earmarked $60 million to support innovative skills and technology development initiatives in the public and private sectors of the economy. The amount which is disbursed under the Skills Development Fund, SDF, is managed by the Council for Technical and Vocational Education and Training, CUTVET. The fund has approved $39 million to more than 400 firms since 2011. The Research Directorate of the University of Cape Coast is among 170 beneficiaries of this year's grant. Ivy Akapo of the Research Directorate of the University of Cape Coast explains the need for glass production.
I'm talking about test tubes, beakers and all those things that are used in the science laboratories. You know, in the second cycle institutions, research has shown that the students are not able to perform very well because of these little problems I talked about, weather problems by the time they get here, and then with measurements, calibration they call it. And so they are not able to get the correct answers. And so most of them fail as a result of these things. And so when we produce in Ghana and it matches the, you know, the measurements and all that, they'll be able to perform very well at the end of the day.
Skills Development Fund Manager of the World Bank, Ebenezer Atosimson, said Ghana ranked 117 on the international tourism rating and has cited the need to assess that sector as well.
We're giving them about 13.4 million Ghana cedis. This includes grants to the chefs, to the tour guides, tour operators, hotels, tour bars, to ensure that we have a huge impact. A year from now, we would have trained about 18,000 tourism employees. And that should move us from 117 to something below 100. The car rentals are getting the grant to support them in customer service. How do you handle a VIP customer? It's very critical. Now, VIPs also, you know, have a much higher need for security. So how do you get them, these drivers, to drive defensively?
The head of the CUTVET, Matthew Daly, acknowledged delays in processing and disbursing grants, but urged recipients not to unduly delay in implementing their projects. A deputy minister of education in charge of tertiary institutions, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, said the grant is to empower middle-level manpower to propel productivity and quality in the productive sectors of the economy.